From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump issued an appeal for a more unified nation. During a speech Wednesday in Reno, Nevada, he said it is time to heal the wounds that divide us. In remarks delivered to the National Convention of the American Legion, a wartime veterans group, the president said we are not defined by the color of our skin, the figure on our paycheck, or the party of our politics. These remarks come a day after he used divisive speech in Phoenix, Arizona, to lash out at the news media again for its coverage of his response to deadly violence at a recent protest organized by neo-Nazis and white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia. A top UN body on racial discrimination has taken an unusual step in calling on the United States to unequivocally and unconditionally reject racist hate speech and crimes following the far-right rally in Charlottesville. Without specifically referring to President Trump, the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination pointed to what it called the failure at the highest political level to unequivocally reject racist, violent events in the U.S. Yemeni security officials say the Saudi-led coalition has carried out airstrikes, hitting a small hotel near the capital of Sana'a and killing dozens of Shiite Houthi rebels and civilians. Officials estimate 60 people have been killed on the strikes on Wednesday morning. It was not immediately clear why the coalition jets targeted the hotel, which is located about 35 kilometers north of Sana'a. This is VOA News. Angolans cast ballots Wednesday in the first election in decades that doesn't include the country's longtime president. The ruling party is widely projected to maintain power, but some voters have made clear they are casting ballots for change. The VOA's Anita Powell reports from Luanda.
On Wednesday, Angola's retiring president did something he hasn't done in decades. He voted for someone else. Just after 9 a.m. local time, President José Eduardo dos Santos shuffled slowly into a side entrance of Luanda's polling station 1047. After dos Santos cast his ballot, he and his entourage slowly walked out. He did not speak to the press and ignored VOA's question about whom he voted for. But dos Santos previously made his choice clear. "I am here," he told this massive crowd during the final pre-election rally of the ruling People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola, "to support our candidate." And it's likely his chosen successor, Defense Minister João Lourenço, will prevail. Officials have said results are expected the day after the election. Anita Powell, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
The U.S. Navy has dismissed the commander of the 7th Fleet after several collisions involving warships, including one Monday, that killed 10 U.S. sailors. The commander was due to retire in January, but his departure was moved up after the USS John S. McCain became the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in the past 2 months. Chinese and Russian officials have expressed objections to sanctions the United States imposed Tuesday against several companies for allegedly supporting North Korea's nuclear program. China's foreign ministry spokeswoman said at a news briefing the sanctions are not helping U.S.-China cooperation on efforts to rein in North Korean nuclear activity. And Venezuela's ousted Attorney General Luisa Ortega said Wednesday that she was illegitimately removed from her position. She said that top officials in Venezuela were hoping to keep a number of corruption scandals, some related to drug trafficking and terrorism, covered up. Last Friday, she and her husband, two of President Maduro's most outspoken critics, fled Venezuela and landed in Colombia, where they have since been granted asylum. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.